Good morning, church.
My name's Nick. I'm the associate vicar here. Wonderful to be together this morning as all over the world people are celebrating, but in the best way, stuffing their faces with chocolates. Celebrating what? Well, celebrating because 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ rose from the dead. And this morning, we're just going to spend a bit of time thinking, why is that such amazing news for you and me here today? That 2,000 years ago, Jesus rose from the dead. Now, to help us, we're going to look at some words from Psalm 16, which was written by King David, Jesus' great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, and he's going to help us know why the resurrection is so fantastic for us today. Have a look down at verse 1 with me, if you will, of Psalm 16. He says, "Keep me safe, my God, for in you I take refuge." That's the first important thing for us to see. David says, God is my refuge. God is my refuge. Now, a refuge, a place I can go and feel safe, a place I don't have to feel being attacked. It's worth pointing out, this man, David, he knew a thing or two about needing refuge. From a relatively early age, David was homeless for a number of years. I don't know if you ever thought about what it would be like to be homeless, to have no place where you can go and feel secure. But it wasn't just that he was homeless. David was also a political refugee. The most powerful man in the land, Saul, had put out a professional hit on him. He literally had trained soldiers hunting him to murder him. Imagine what that would feel like every day, waking up in the cave that you're hiding in and thinking, have they found me? Have they found me? Have they found me? No, they haven't found me. Oh, phew. And it starts all again over each day. How desperate he must have been to have a place to go, a refuge, somewhere he could rest and feel secure. David knew more than you or I ever will about how important it is to have a refuge. But notice, where does he find refuge, according to verse 1? What is that refuge that he finds? It's interesting, isn't it? He doesn't find refuge in a house, although one day he would go on to live in palaces. He doesn't find refuge in money, although one day he would go on to be very, very rich. He doesn't find refuge in his achievements, although even by this stage, his achievements were nationally famous. He doesn't even find refuge in family, although he would go on to have a big family. No, let me read the verse again. "Keep me safe, my God, for in you I take refuge." David's refuge, it wasn't a place, it wasn't a thing, it was God himself. Now look, today, lots of people would say they find refuge in those other things. Money, achievements, family, home, memories, maybe. But David would say to us, look, God is the best refuge. And look, David was under physical threat, right? But for you and me, the threats are probably more psychological than physical. But look, you and I do still need a refuge. We need somewhere where the mind and spirit can relax, somewhere that I don't fear attack, I don't have to struggle to survive, somewhere that fears are stilled and striving cease. I wonder, do you have a refuge like that? Where do you look for refuge? In believing in God, I suppose we are declaring him to be that place, our place of ultimate refuge where I can let go and trust. Trust that because Jesus Christ died for my sin, I stand before God with nothing left to threaten that relationship. Now, David would say to you and me, that is the greatest refuge that you could ever have. Why why is having God as your refuge so fantastic? Well, we're going to skip to the end of the psalm. We're just going to see two reasons why having God as your refuge is so good. Have a look at verse 9 with me, if you will. David says, "Therefore my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful one see decay." See, because God is his refuge, David knows that he won't be abandoned to the grave. He won't be abandoned, cut off, left alone in the grave. Now, let me tell you, so essentially, David's not afraid of dying. Now, let me tell you, as a vicar, I often get to speak to people about the end of their lives. This isn't normal. People are desperate to do anything to avoid thinking about the end of life, to avoid thinking about going into the grave. We fill our lives with activity to distract ourselves. We don't like thinking about going into the grave. Why? Well, I think it's partly because when we go into the grave, a lot of things abandon us. A lot of the things we often take refuge in, they abandon us. Our money, when I go into the grave, abandons me. My home, when I go into the grave, it abandons me. My achievements, however great they may be, when I go into the grave, they abandon me. Even relationships, even the best relationships end in separation when we die. And for a lot of people, that is where they think their story ends. For a lot of people, however bright their life might shine, they think that it ends in shadow. It ends in decay. It ends being abandoned in the grave. It's extraordinarily sad. A lot of people think that's where their story ends. But do you notice here, David, is he sad? Is he struggling? No, he is literally rejoicing. Why is he rejoicing? Because he knows that his refuge, God, will not abandon him to the grave. How can he know that? How can he possibly know that? Well, look, the Bible says that when David spoke these words, he was talking about Jesus Christ. So you can read about this in Acts chapter 2, verses 24 and onwards. They tell us that these words are ultimately fulfilled in David's descendant, the Messiah, the ultimate faithful one who was not abandoned to the grave, who God did not let his body see decay, but he was raised to new life. And David knew that if I take refuge in God, then that story becomes my story. Just as Christ was not abandoned to the grave, but was raised to new life 2,000 years ago. So David knew, if I trust in God, I too will be raised to new resurrection life beyond the grave. David looked forward and knew God wouldn't abandon him. For you and me, we can look back across 2,000 years to that event 2,000 years ago, at all the mountains of historical evidence, the 500 witnesses that saw Jesus alive and walking around after his resurrection. We can look back and we can know that his story can become our story, that we won't be abandoned in the grave either. In other words, our story doesn't end in the grave. Anyone can take refuge in God now and know, like David, I might go into the grave, but I will not be abandoned there. Like Christ, I will be raised to new life. Now, let me tell you again, there is no other refuge that offers you and me that end to our story. There is no other refuge that you and I look to in life that can give us that ending to the story. Again, our money can't do that. Our comfort in this life can't do that. The love that we have for other people, it can't do that. But this refuge really can. This refuge won't abandon us to the grave. I recently, I know a man who, he became a Christian in his mid-20s, not long ago, and he was interviewed, and they asked him, look, what is the best thing about becoming a Christian, and he said something that really stuck with me. He said, "I know that my story has a happy ending. Up to this point in my life, that was never guaranteed. Struggling every day, never guaranteed. Now I know that my story has a happy ending. If God is my refuge, I can know that I will not be abandoned to the grave. That is not where my story ends." That's the first reason we celebrate at Easter. But the next reason, I think it gets even better. If God is my refuge, I won't be abandoned. But secondly, I will be filled with eternal joy. Have a look at verse 11 with me, if you will. "You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." Joy, eternal joy. If God is my refuge, I won't be abandoned, and I will be filled with joy forever. Now, that word joy is a wonderful word, isn't it? I wonder, can you think of a moment in your life where you felt joy? Where you felt pure joy? Can you think of a moment like that? I wonder what was happening. I think of a moment a few weeks ago, and I was wrestling with my two boys, 8 years old and 6 years old. We were having a great time. And then my three-year-old daughter walked into the room, and she kind of wanted to join in, but it was a bit rough. And so what she did, she walked over to me, and she just stroked my face, and then she lay down and beckoned me down. I lay down beside her, and she was just stroking my face. And before you think it's too sweet, she then, with her other hand, signaled to her brothers to come and jump on me, which they did. They came and they jumped on my head. But it was just a moment of, just a little moment, a little snapshot of joy. I wonder what moment do you think of? It's a great feeling, isn't it? Joy? Well, these verses say if God is your refuge, he will fill us with that feeling forever. Eternal pleasures at your right hand. Forever. Imagine that feeling going on forever. Now, I've used an illustration a bit like this before, so bear with me if this is familiar. But imagine this piece of string. Have a look at this piece of string, okay? Imagine that it doesn't just stop here, okay? Imagine that it goes out of the window and it keeps going on and on and on, and it goes all the way to the coast. And when it gets to the coast, it goes over, and imagine it goes just round and round and round and round the world forever. Now, imagine that this piece of string is a timeline. This peg would be your life and my life, okay? This is the moment we're born. This is the moment we go into the grave. And that's the millions upon millions of years afterwards, going on and on and on forever. Which bit matters more? Which bit matters more? See, David is saying here that if God is my refuge, then for that bit, I will be filled with joy, with eternal pleasures at God's right hand. Because Jesus died and rose again, I can know that if God is my refuge, that is where my story ends. That is what awaits me beyond the grave. And that changes things now, doesn't it? I don't know about you. I get so het up with my life here in this bit. Oh, but if I work really hard in this bit, then I might be able to rest for a bit more in that bit. And oh, I'm worried about this, I'm worried about that. But look at what's coming. See, Easter is a time where we look up. We look back at the empty tomb, and we look up and ahead at the eternal joy that is coming to us. I can know. We have, here at All Saints, we have, many of us are involved with the seniors ministry on a Monday afternoon, Young at Heart. And they have a little tagline, which I think is brilliant. My best days are still ahead of me. My best days are still ahead of me. If God is your refuge, then you can know. You can know. You can look back at the empty tomb and know, however hard life might get now and however messy it might get, you can know your best days are still ahead of you because of the joy that Jesus Christ has won for us. Christ has overcome the grave. If I take refuge in him, I won't be abandoned. I will be filled with joy forever. And so what's the invitation to you and me this morning? Well, I suppose quite simple. Take refuge in Christ. Take refuge in Christ. Turn to him in repentance and faith and receive the joy of knowing all that's coming. If you're here and you wouldn't call yourself a Christian yet, you're just looking into Christian things, can I encourage you, please investigate this. There is no other refuge. There is no other refuge that offers you what God is offering you here this morning. Please investigate this. For those of us that would call ourselves Christians, let's celebrate. Let's celebrate. Look at all we've got coming. And let's celebrate this Easter. Shall I pray? Our great God and Father, thank you so much that because Christ died and rose again, this isn't a pipe dream, this isn't pie in the sky thinking. We can know, we can be sure that because he was risen from the grave, we will be too. Thank you, Father, so much that if we take refuge in you, we won't be abandoned to the grave. And we will be filled with joy at your right hand forever. Amen.